April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the Go Birds podcast. Come on, Red!
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds podcast presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you. It's the Bet Parks Picks Pod. We're going to get some NBA Finals talk, some NFL Futures talk, some Eagles talk prior. And Elliot, let me tell you, buddy, I'm really tired. really. I'm always tired now. So I spoke to a sales guy and he had a really good way of phrasing. He said he had a buddy who did a morning show. And the buddy always said, because he would ask him, are you used to the schedule? And he'd be like, you never get used to the schedule.
Yeah.
You just get used to being tired. And it's the most apt, perfect description for my life now. But like, I'm not used to being as tired as I am
today. But then I would argue,
I'm so
if you're
tired.
If you're always tired, are you ever actually tired? Like if it's just your state of being,
yes,
then it just is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're still tired.
But it's like saying, like, if you're always happy.
I get what you're trying to do here. It doesn't work for this specific thing. Because you're still tired.
True, but if it's all you know,
it's still tired though. It's not like
I guess you've experienced not tired before.
Oh yeah,
I'm saying if from the second you were born, you were happy every second. Then is it truly happy? You know, because it's the only emotion you
know.
I get
your point, but yes, it is. It would be because it's still the emotion. It's still a singular thing. You're still singularly tired, whether you realize that is a. The perspective of that tiredness doesn't really
matter.
That's
what I'm saying.
Right.
You're
still
experiencing
tired.
The emotion.
You're still tired.
Yes.
I get what you're going for, though.
You know
I
mean?
Appreciate your attempt to get a deep thought in there.
Yeah.
I like the,
it's like saying, you know, like,
you're going for it.
Are you ever truly sad if it's all you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what it's like to be happy.
Yeah.
As a Phillies fan, I guess that would be the
I don't want to talk about the Phillies.
Analogy right now for Phillies and Sixers.
I'm not talking about the Phillies. I don't want to. You don't have to talk about the Sixers. I don't want to talk about the Phillies.
Let me tell you. Today, I think I don't know if it's because like the weather, or I don't know if it's because of like the tweets that I'm seeing right now. I do feel like football is kind of back.
Oh, dude.
A little bit. You
Bring
know,
it.
I think for a few weeks, we definitely went through a stretch of there was nothingness with the Eagles. I feel like they're kind of getting back. Like I was looking at the depth chart yesterday, breaking down like, you know, different position battles, looking at the salary cap, thinking about things to watch. And all things go to plan, which, you know, I think I'll be watching a practice.
Oh!
So I'm very excited about that. I'll be tracking, obviously. But it'll just be fun to, like, see the team again. There's always this feeling of when you actually see them out there of just a remembrance of, A, what a tough task they have ahead of them. But also, just how much talent is on the roster, especially after spending all this time debating the Sixers, the Phillies, you know, the Keith Jones Flyers. It'll be exciting to actually see this Eagles team out there.
Yeah, it'll be exciting because as far as I'm concerned right now, there's only one team in Philadelphia, and it's the Philadelphia Eagles. So it's nice to have them back because they're the only sports team that I care about right now. So that's good.
Other teams are experiencing what it's like when there's nothing with the Eagles. And they're like, you know, maybe it's not as fun as we thought.
Oh,
although
God.
We want
Thank
the attention
God
the
Eagles.
Eagles get.
Thank God.
Hopefully,
the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah,
don't worry. We're good. Granted, I believed in other teams. So you believed in other teams. It's done us dirty. So.
Yes.
You know, maybe we should not be as positive as we are, but I can't help it. The Eagles are awesome, and I love them, and I can't wait for football.
Well, it's just, you know, when you go down and the biggest question is, like, the safety rotation, which I think is going to be interesting. You know, the defensive tackle rotation, the running back rotation. But on a large scale, I mean, they're mostly set. at a lot of things. Now, it'll be interesting to see who's down there. Number one, the Eagles have been releasing photos of practices, and Fletcher Cox is there, which I think
heard
is a very...
Popping his head in, he said.
Yeah, a very good sign.
Well, I
like
it. The fact that there are a lot of... It seemed like there are a lot of players there, a lot of vets, like guys working out with Hurts.
I think every captain's there.
But and that's the whole thing we talk about, the culture, the Hurts Sirianni thing, like... It matters. These kinds of things matter, and these people show up matters, and like they do it because of what they've set there, because of the tone that's set. Like those guys know that Jalen Hurts is going to be there, so they're like, well, I got to be there too.
Yeah,
right? Right.
Well, but we talked about this too with Fletcher Cox, specifically, and how Fletcher is, I think, at a point in his career where who knows how much longer he's going to play. I still think he's a very good player, but he certainly is at a point of his career where who knows how much longer he'll be playing, especially for the Eagles, but in the NFL. And as part of that, he can really take Jalen Carter under his wing, you know, figuratively or literally, depending if you want to consider him
that's
an Eagle.
What we're talking about.
And he better take him under his wing and you know, help him develop. So yesterday, the Eagles tweet out pictures, and Fletcher Cox is there. And sure enough, the second pitcher is Jalen Carter. And I think that's a very good sign for Jalen Carter's development. I do think... It's interesting how Nolan Smith
is everywhere.
Is the face of the Eagles
Nolan
rookie class.
Smith
you know?
Is every. It's like I feel like I've seen more Nolan Smith than anyone else on the Eagles over the last week, 2 weeks, whatever.
And I get it. Nolan Smith is amazing in front of a camera. He has a great personality. He already seems like extremely mature for a rookie. So I understand why you'd put him out there. Jalen Carter, even if you remove all the off the field concerns, just is not very electric in front of a camera. He is more of a classic defensive tackle type of personality. So I could see that, but it is just interesting when your first pick, the guy who was considered maybe the best player in the draft, is kind of nowhere to be seen, and Nolan Smith is. He's at NFL Films. He's on the Chris Long pod. He's like, he's all over. So I think they've certainly decided, you know, Nolan Smith is going to be the one we pump up here.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, he's much more, you know, he's polished. He's a great talker, all that type of stuff. It's a good front man for the class.
I'm so in on him, too.
I know
we've said this before, but I think he's going to be amazing.
I love him. I'm
he's
right there
easily
with
the
you,
Georgia
buddy.
Player I believe in the most. I will also say they tweeted out some pictures of Jordan Davis, and he looks in good shape.
No, yes. Thank you.
He looks in good shape.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
he
we should
skinnier.
Have all bailed on Jordan Davis after a down rookie season because he was injured. Oh,
yeah.
That's going to be terrible.
We'll
okay.
see. We'll see. But he looks like svelte almost.
Yeah,
now, it's just a few pictures. Who knows? I'm excited to see him hopefully in person this week. But yeah, he looks like he's gotten in better shape. So that's obviously a good thing for the team.
Thrilling stuff there.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get to the NBA Finals and some football futures. Elliot found some fun football futures you can bet on the Bet Parks app. It is fun to find all these different opportunities to make some money. So we'll get into that coming up. The Bet Parks Picks Pod in a minute. But first, real quick, because we will be doing a pod, assuming that all goes as... We'll be doing a pod either way.
Yeah.
Assuming all goes as planned, Elliot will be able to watch practice sometime over the next couple days here.
Yes.
We'll do a pod after it, whether it's the day of or the next day or whatever, probably coming your way related to that. So with that in mind, before we dive into the Bet Park stuff, what are you looking for, man? You're going to be back at practice. You're going to be at OTAs. Give me a few things that you know, top of your list.
Well, of course, I'm going to start on the offensive side of the ball.
Oh, what a
shot. It's where my heart lays. It's, you know, the more important side of the ball.
Do you even know that defense is a part of football? Do you know there is a defensive side?
It's basically the only part of the ball that matters. So,
I'm surprised you need to start there. Don't you just stay there the whole time?
Let me ask you this. What do you think is more important, the running back rotation or who's the number three receiver?
I guess the number three receiver.
I think it's probably who the number three receiver is, right? Because with the running back, now they can rotate at receiver too, but I do think whoever ends up winning the number three receiver job is going to play, you know, 60% of the snaps or whatever. I don't think that it's going to be too much of a rotation. So at the running back, we'll see how they use it, but seeing what Quez looks like, I saw Quez briefly at the Jalen Hurts press conference where he signed his contract. He looked like he had put on some muscle, which I think is a good thing. You don't want to lose his speed. But one thing you saw with Quez last year is he really got pushed off at the top of routes where people would just beat him to the ball and push him off his spot. So I think a little more muscle would be good for him. I'm curious to see. I would imagine when they line up on you know Thursday or Friday or wherever that it'll be AJ, Devontae, and Quez. I'd be very surprised if, and I cannot pronounce his name.
Go for it.
I simply cannot do it.
Z.
Just want to call him. What's his first name?
Well, it's Orlando, I believe, or something like
O-Z?
That.
OZ. That's not a great name.
OZ, because there's initials. Oz. Call him Oz.
Do we like that?
I mean, and his last name's like Oz or whatever, so it like works. Oz.
We're just going to, is that going to be the official Go Birds?
I don't know how to say his name.
I think Oz is kind of cool, but
Oz is great.
All right. So we're officially, for this pod at least, Go Birds community, let us know what you think.
That we're calling him Oz. It's a great nickname.
That's a good, like, he's made the team and is making plays nicknames. Yeah.
Look at Oz out there. You see that play Oz make? Yeah, man.
This is not good for the Elliott can't pronounce names.
He's a wizard. See what I did there? See what I did?
There you go. So if it's going to be Quez or Oz. Now, Oz, obviously in Atlanta, did a lot of the things that Quez did, just did him kind of better. Speed guy. I know they really want speed in that role. And that is an interesting part of the DeAndre Hopkins thing where, you know, should they bring in DeAndre Hopkins? Should they not? First of all, it seems like there's no buzz that they even will. So it might not matter. But it's important when discussing.
Well, to be fair, Howie Roseman very often.
He does move in silence.
There will be no buzz. And he'll just Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Not a lot of buzz about that. You know?
I do think the best argument for bringing in Hopkins is to keep him away from other teams.
So I get that, but I also just hate that argument in general. Yeah. It's like you can't run your team based on like trying to stop another team you're competing with from getting someone.
I can see that.
You know, but look, it's one of those things where I'd be fine with it. I'm not like anti it. I just also don't think they necessarily need it. There could be issues with spreading the ball around. And honestly, I'd rather them add another defensive player. Personally, I know you would not. But like I'm fine either way. I'm not clamoring for it, but I'm also not like I'm in the middle.
There is just a part of me that thinks with DeAndre.
I am surprised how many Eagles fans don't want them to do it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
But there is a part of me with the DeAndre Hopkins discussion where it's
overthinking
maybe you're just overthinking
go get DeAndre
it. You just bring in DeAndre.
Well, here's my thing. If it's a one-year deal, do it. I'm in. I don't care.
Well, I think it would be a one-year deal.
I think so, too. Yeah. And that's why, like, sure, why not? Like, what's the downside here other than, like, you might not be
blowing
able to get
the
ball
room.
To everybody.
Yeah.
You think it's going to blow up the locker room?
No, I don't really.
I think you got to meet with DeAndre and see, like, how committed is he to winning? Is this, like, he's signing a deal because he's like, I want to go in a Super Bowl. Like, I want to. You know, and then if it's that type of mentality. Sure, if it's I want to go somewhere, get a bunch of catches, get another contract, then it's a different situation.
I just can't imagine a guy that's averaged 10 targets over his career is going to be okay coming in here and getting
like five.
Three. Yeah, three or four or whatever it is.
It'd be more if it were him. They wouldn't just move Quez's targets to him. They'd
give
him more
targets. But then you're taking targets away from other people, which is, you know. And I also think there's a serious debate to be had of A.J. Brown, Devontae, and DeAndre Hopkins.
I
think DeAndre's third. Yeah. So you're taking targets away from better receivers. And Goddard, you know, he's a tight end, but he's obviously an elite receiving tight end. So, yeah, I think the DeAndre thing is mostly, it reminds me of the Odell Beckham argument last year where it was just bring him in because you're a really good team and what if someone gets injured? And he's way better than Beckham. I agree. But I think the benefit of DeAndre would be if A.J. or Devontae goes down, he can step in. You know, one of them, God forbid, tears their ACL.
It gives you some room there.
A legit replacement for him. So anyway, so that's part of the DeAndre thing is does he have the speed they want in that role? But so Quez and Oz, I'm getting down with the Oz nickname, or Oz, I guess. That'll be one thing I'm looking for. I also will be interested to see the running back rotation. I do think in OTAs especially, I doubt they'll do any 11 on 11. I'd be surprised, but who knows? Maybe they will. And I think that won't completely give us the full picture, but you know, it wouldn't surprise me if, like, Boston Scott's the first one up. He knows the offense. He's been here for a few years. But, you know, who goes first? Is it Swift? Is it Penny? I think that'll be somewhat telling. Like, one of them has to go first. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're just going to roll a dice and figure out, you know, Brock Bruce is a shoot who gets to go up. So is Swift, you know, are they throwing him the ball? Does Penny get targeted in the passing game? If they do run 11 on 11 or 7 on 7, because, you know, running backs there too, it'll be interesting to see how they're used in those spots. So the running back thing for me. Where are you at on Juergens?
So that was going to be my question, if you didn't get to it in your five.
Yeah.
Look, it's interesting that they've talked about lining Steen up there.
Yep.
Obviously, I think that's some when he was drafted, they were like probably going to be a guard more than a tackle, even though he played tackle at Alabama. I think it's interesting. We've had a lot of I don't know. Like I think I've gone along the route that I think Juergens is athletic and talented enough to play guard, but there are a lot of smart people who say he's not big enough, who don't think that he can handle that spot. So
did you see the Brian Baldinger thing?
Well, I know Baldy has long said that. Ray Dinger says
he said Ike told me this when I was on their show yesterday. I guess Baldinger said in a video that Lane might want to play. Lane prefers to play with a bigger guard next to him.
Well, yeah, that's what. But and Kelsey too, apparently on that side. So yeah, I mean, ultimately, if Lane and Kelsey want someone other than Jurgens in there, it's going to be someone else.
I agree. It'll be someone else. Yeah. But it's a little interesting.
Yeah. It's a little concerning. Yeah. Like, we know how important the line is. And look, you would think they have two dudes who are talented and athletic. You know, one of them can figure it out. And look, Driscoll's still there, too. He's played guard. It's not like, you know,
right.
I think he's capable there. So
now he will get reps. The good thing, and we remember how that rep went last year when he went against Jordan Davis in that video where he got pushed back.
Oh, Jurgens. Yeah.
But he will get reps against bigger defensive tackles. Jordan Davis, obviously, a bigger tackle. Fletcher Cox, a big tackle. Jalen Carter, pretty big tackle, I would say. So so ultimately, he will get those reps.
They'll
against,
know.
They'll know in practice. But the tough thing is, if it's not Jurgens, like, we can say Tyler Steen, but
he's
Tyler Steen has never played in the NFL.
Yes.
And also played
tackle.
Played tackle.
Yeah.
So I don't think it'll be Tyler Steen. I think
certainly, like, he could get there, but you're saying, like, you know,
week
be
one,
right.
snap
yeah.
one.
I know Stoutland's there, and you right. trust him to get people ready, but I agree with you. That's an ask.
I would be surprised if week one, snap one, it's not Jurgens. I think the bigger question is week four, week five, does he hold on to the job? But I do think it also speaks to, they need to add a veteran at that spot. I really think they need a veteran tackle. I know you have Driscoll there who can do it in spots, but Driscoll's not someone you want starting 11 games if Jurgens can't get it done, especially if this is a team that expects to be playing big playoff games. So with the money they have left, and this ties back into the DeAndre thing, you could definitely make an argument spending for a good backup offensive lineman helps this team more than DeAndre Hopkins, or trading one where you acquire salary cap space, whether you trade like a fourth or a fifth for a starting guard that's going to be a backup here. That is one thing. Now, it's going to be tough in these OTAs to see how Jurgens actually does. You know, again, they're not going to be tackling.
Well, size is the issue.
Yeah, and they're not going to be tackling. But that is probably, on the team in general, I think Jurgens is the biggest question on the whole team. Because he plays a critically important spot. He plays on the more important side of the ball. And he's completely unproven.
And we've never seen him.
And we've never seen him. Like, on defense, N'Kobe certainly has a role. The safety thing, which we'll get into
and all
that.
This is more important. I agree. Yep. I think it's a really good point.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah, I've been ready.
Safety. So when they drafted Sidney Brown, I didn't think he was someone that was going to have a chance to come in and start. It would not surprise me if week one, snap one, he is the starter. It'll be him, Blankenship, and Edmonds competing for it.
Blake Dinger just said the exact same thing on the morning show with us. He said he thinks he's going to be the starter.
I think he will. I think they really like a lot about his game. I think they like him in man coverage a lot more than probably they like Blankenship or Terrell Edmonds. And if they think he has the speed and football smart to play like single high or two deep safety, then I think that's it. Like, you can make the argument he's the most athletically gifted safety on the roster right now. Terrell Edmonds deserves a ton of, like, praise is not the right word, but I think he deserves a benefit of the doubt since he started a lot of games for a good Pittsburgh team. So he is, like, a very solid option that they've added. But Sidney Brown will be able to come in, I think, athletically and be the best one there. Reed Blankenship, solid guy. I'll be interested to see him develop, but I don't think he's just not the athlete that Sidney Brown is. Sidney Brown was the most athletic safety in this draft. Reed Blankenship went undrafted. So Sidney Brown will have to prove it, much like Tyler Steen, rookie, week one, start one, snap one. You know, you can debate if you want him out there. But I'm definitely higher on Sidney Brown than I used to be.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited about the Sidney Brown thing. It seems like, look, if they can get real production from him in that spot, I mean, it really helps a lot of issues with this team now and kind of moving into the future at that position.
Yeah.
So, like a young cost control guy who starts for you as a rookie and can play for you moving forward, that'd be massive.
So the final one is, of course, the guy we have the bet about, N'Kobe.
Oh, buddy.
N'Kobe.
Yes.
I mean, N'Kobe has to be out there with the starters, right?
Absolutely.
Like, who even else would be possibility?
Morrow, I guess, right? Morrow would be an option.
Yeah, but I don't know about that.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's all these guys they sign. These guys who get hurt, injury guys. The one was a safety.
I'm pulling up the depth chart so we can look at all the
Evans was one of them,
again.
Right? He was a safety, I think.
Well, safety.
Safety, yeah. So Morrow was the linebacker.
So N'Kobe. Morrow, Sean Bradley, who at this point I feel like might not make the team.
Teams guy at best, yeah.
Yeah, Christian Ellis, I think, is going to make the roster.
The
and then there's
special team
still
guy.
Davion Taylor still here.
Wow, they
but it really
wait,
is just...
You know what? You're kind of like didn't... Because
they have
I'm
nobody.
So,
it's N'Kobe and nobody
so
else.
Because I'm so excited about N'Kobe, I've kind of just not paid attention to that.
Right.
That is wild. They have no one at linebacker.
It is the weakest spot on the team.
By far.
But I think you're okay with it being the weakest spot.
I
if you
was,
had to pick one spot.
I think it's by design.
Yes.
Obviously.
No, agreed. In terms of how they allocate resources. But they really have to be all in on
N'Kobe. I just didn't realize how shallow it is. Like, and look, I think N'Kobe's going to be great and all that, but like, you still need two linebackers at times.
Yeah. Now, Nicholas Morrow has played a lot.
Sure.
He's played a lot in the NFL. I'm just saying.
You need two linebackers, A. And be like, I love N'Kobe. I think he's going to be great, but there's the chance he's not.
It's completely unproven.
And also could get hurt. Like, there's like a lot of, you're just going in with a really, and again, by design, but like, they are really, that is thin at linebacker.
So I think just seeing who's there will be important. Like, who are they lining up?
I think that's a fascinating one to me.
I mean, think about this. N'Kobe played almost not at all last year. Nicholas Morrow's never played for the team. Sean Bradley's never played. Christian Ellis has never played. Davion's pretty much never played. He's played a little bit.
Yeah, but not like.
And then some guy named Ben Van Summeren, who I guess was an unrestricted free agent.
Wow, dude.
So it's basically just N'Kobe, which helps your bet.
I was just about to say.
But I think that also increases the chance they bring somebody in.
Yeah, I think they might have to. All right, that's fascinating. Fascinating stuff. All right, we're going to get to some gambling stuff. First, download the BetBarks Sportsbook. You know what? That's why we're here.
Especially for the NBA Finals.
Especially for the NBA Finals. We're going to get into it a lot. If you, in about 2 minutes from now, if you are someone who hates Nikola Jokic, get ready. Because Elliot will bring it for you. I'm going to fight him, but Elliot's going to bring you the Jokic hate you need coming up in just a minute. It's killing his soul if Jokic is in the finals. If you're asking me, now the odds are not great. We'll go through the odds because, you know, I think the Nuggets are going to win the finals, but the odds are pretty ridiculous.
They are
the
pretty
Heat
ridiculous,
have been pretty underrated.
Yeah, the odds for the Nuggets to sweep are like not far off from
the
Nuggets.
It is crazy. We'll get into that. That's coming up. Plus some really fun future bets that Elliot found. And that's the one thing about the BetPark Sportsbook app is like you can do all the normal stuff, right? You can bet on games as it happens. You can bet on player performances, home runs, strikeouts in baseball, points, rebounds, all that stuff. There's also these fun future bets and all kinds of ways that you can make the app work for you. It's intuitive. It's easy to use. It's fun. And you can win some freaking money.
Nothing better.
Which is a beautiful thing.
Also having a fun bet that you might win and not win.
Exactly. That's
also
what we do.
Fun.
I mean, I'm telling people you can win money. We don't. We don't.
But that's okay.
But we still love it. That's
exactly.
Thing because I feel like I'm paying $5 to have a blast watching a game.
It's like buying
that
a cheap ticket to the game.
It's exactly right. Yeah. And a rooting interest. It's even more. It's like buying a ticket and a rooting interest. It's a beautiful thing. And here's the deal. You bet your first bet is $10. If you win your bet, you get $125 in bonus back. It is an amazing bet. Sports bets and winning bets together. It is a beautiful thing. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Ohio. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right.
All right. All right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So they have this
All right.
Looking at the NFL. I was looking at the NFL future odds.
Yes.
And they had this thing called NFL Championship Winner Specials. So I clicked on it. And they have a category I think is kind of interesting. State, you can bet on the state of the NFL championship winner.
I love this. All right, so
I think you should try to guess the states in order.
Oh wow, so do I love this?
Little geography, football.
Yeah. Okay, so it's interesting because like it's you're weighing the highest end. Like
I'll say this. Oh wait, never mind.
So here's where I'm going. So it's interesting because it's like we know the Kansas City Chiefs have the best odds to win the Super Bowl this year, right?
Right.
Only team in that state.
But they're
right?
The only team.
Yes.
Right.
So like versus a state like maybe Florida, let's say for example, has multiple teams, but
right.
I don't think any of those teams.
Pennsylvania, multiple teams.
Pennsylvania has a couple teams. So this is a really, really interesting one. I'm very intrigued by this. Just off the cuff, as I think about it out loud.
This is going to be a good geography thing for you.
This is very, I'm not great at geography.
I'm not
New
either.
York has multiple teams, one of them high. I'm thinking of the teams that are at the top and then trying to think of other teams in the states and whether that would make them
right.
jump Kansas City. So my guess is.
Well, I'll give you one hint.
My guess, the top one is either Kansas, or is it Missouri, I guess? Because it's Kansas
Missouri is not even listed.
Okay,
in the
so
top
they're
point.
In Kansas. I wasn't sure if the same's in Kansas or Missouri. You know, Kansas
City.
No,
I'm saying
both.
The Kansas City Chiefs are not in the top.
What?
Like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, wow. So they're going more by
unless
amount
in,
of teams then? So is California first?
California is second.
Second. Is Pennsylvania first? No.
No, it's...
Florida?
Now I think about this, might be a little unfair
Texas?
To you. Do you want me to just tell you the first one? It's not Texas. It's not California. It's not PA.
Okay, go ahead.
So they have New York, New Jersey.
I mean, okay, so but that's
I think that's fair because
yeah,
they're the New
Bills
York team.
And then they get the Jets
you
and
the
Giants.
Bills, the Jets, and
yeah,
the Giants.
Yeah, that's fine.
Who,
I would have had them higher, but not quite that high.
So you
okay.
want to guess what the odds are?
So if we know that it's like plus, so the best of those, I think the Bills are like what, plus 900 or something like that for just themselves.
I believe
because obviously
so.
It has to be better
yeah.
than that, right?
Yes.
That's the way I'm trying to look
you're
at this.
Getting multiple teams.
And I think the Jets like plus 1,200. I would guess like plus 600.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say it. Plus 450.
Ah.
But that's not a bad bet. Because you get... Well, you get two teams, and then, look, the Giants are probably...
Giants are not winning the Super Bowl.
They're not winning the Super Bowl.
And I don't think the Bills...
But they could potentially be a playoff team.
But they could, I guess.
I think the Jets and Bills are definitely... Well,
I think the Bills,
I'll take that back. Bills are definitely making the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Jets, I think, are 70% making the playoffs. That's probably high. You're right. 65%?
Yeah, something like that.
And the Giants are probably like 30%.
Yeah.
Something like that. All right, so number one, New York, New Jersey,
so number
plus 450.
Number two is California.
California
like
plus
5?
Plus 650.
Okay. Oh,
but you really
jump.
Only get one team there, right?
You get the Chargers, too. I know that.
Oh,
but
good point. Yeah.
You can take a leap. I mean,
yeah,
they
you're
just
right.
Hurt,
you're right.
But,
you're
know.
Right. Ohio. Is the
and
next
you get the Rams,
one.
Too, so, you know, big chance there.
Right. Well, and you also get the. Oh, no, you don't get the Raiders.
No, not
I
anymore.
They're
not anymore.
I know they're not. Yeah.
All right, what was the other one?
Ohio.
Oh, yeah, because you get
the Bengals
and
the Browns. Who's. The Browns are not going to win the Super
no,
Bowl.
No, but, Bengals,
the Bengals have a legit shot.
So PA should be above Ohio.
So
in my
I'd be
opinion.
Curious.
Why
so,
is not PA above Ohio? Because
you should look
I like
up,
the Steelers more than the Browns,
open.
And I like the Eagles, obviously, more than the.
You should look up what the Bengals odds are by themselves.
Okay, hold on.
Because Ohio is plus 675.
I think the Bengals are like plus 1,000 or something.
I'd be
like
curious
that.
To see how much getting the Browns helps you.
That's my point. Like, I don't know if these are great bets.
Well, no, but I think they might be in the way that. Look it up. Although, I guess your point. I
my
think the
point
Bengals,
being that I
no,
think,
no, I think the Bengals are way, way lower than plus 675 to win the Super Bowl.
That's my point. I'm saying I'd rather just
no,
bet
I mean,
the
like,
Bengals.
I think they're like plus 300 or whatever.
What?
No, that
no
would
way,
no
dude.
Sense.
No, because
yeah, right.
the Kansas City's tops and they're like in the plus 5 range or
are
plus
they really?
6.
Okay.
I think so. Here, let me pull it up. Hold on.
The other one's surprising on this, too. I think you'll yeah. definitely be surprised.
So these are fun. I don't know if I would make these bets.
is my point.
Well, but I think what we should have done is pulled up the future odds.
Well, yeah, so, that's what, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're doing now.
I'm getting there. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
I will say right now on the app, football is a little buried because it's not,
well, that's
it's not
the problem.
The
yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. All right, here we go. They have CFL futures. That's
I know.
All right, so yeah, so Kansas City's plus 650 to win it all.
Okay, so what are the Bengals?
So the Bengals are plus 900. So my point is, like, why not just bet the Bengals at plus 900 rather than...
Because you're not getting, yeah.
The Browns aren't winning the freaking
all right,
Super Bowl.
What are the Bills and the Jets?
So the Bills are plus 900 and the Jets are plus 1600. Just
so
bet
plus
the Bills.
Four. Yeah.
You know, I just... I like the heart of what these ones are. I don't think I would bet them.
Well,
I think I'd just bet
you,
the team
it's about
I like.
Finding a state where you think you have multiple
exactly.
ones.
Well, that's why I think California is a better one just because at least, like... Like, could I see the Chargers? I just...
Maybe.
I don't know, you know?
All right. PA is plus 675.
See, I like that. I mean, but it's... I'd rather bet the Eagles, but, like, the Steelers aren't winning the Super Bowl.
Steelers
I like the
aren't
Steelers.
Winning the Super Bowl,
that's
yeah.
the problem with this. Is like, the going into it, and we could be wrong, but going into it, we feel like there's, like, six teams, seven
right.
teams that can win the Super Bowl, and thus you're just kind of, like, losing odds on those teams
so Florida,
to add, like, teams that aren't going to win the Super Bowl.
So, all right. Here might be one. What are the Jaguars... And the Dolphins. Because Florida's plus 1,100. And I think the Dolphins and the Jaguars are two teams you could maybe...
So the Dolphins are plus 2,500 and the Jaguars are plus 2,400. Like, just bet... do you get better odds? Like, if you put, like, $5 on each...
I was going to say parlay, but
no, but hold up.
Parlay.
Like, let's say you put $5 on each. So, like... Or let's make it 10 to make it easy. So 10 is plus 2,400, you get 240 back. 10 plus 2,500, you get 250 back. If you bet... 20 on plus 1,100, you get two. So you should just bet like each of them instead
right.
of
okay.
it doesn't give you enough value.
Any other state is plus 150. So they're pretty much telling you well,
you get
no.
Kansas City plus all the other teams that
right.
yeah, I feel like this is not the
Maryland
best.
Plus 1,700.
Who's in Maryland? Oh, Washington.
Or no, because aren't they Baltimore?
Yeah, but oh, the Ravens,
right? Yeah,
yeah, but isn't Washington Stadium technically in Maryland?
So I don't know how they would do that.
Yeah, that's
no,
weird.
But I think their stadium's actually technically in Virginia.
Oh, is it Virginia?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was Maryland.
No, yeah, it's in Virginia.
It was Landover,
sure.
Maryland. Isn't that right? It sounds.
I
right.
I thought it was Landover, Virginia.
It might be Landover, Virginia.
I mean, I've driven there like
you
1,800
don't go there
times.
All the time.
Yeah.
You should. I've never been there.
Yeah, it's in Maryland. Good point. Yeah, but it's like, I think like...
Shout out to me. That's a big one.
But I think it's
right
like
there.
Right on the Virginia border, maybe?
I'm sure it is.
I don't know. This is not good for the... No, I don't think it's anywhere near Virginia. Definitely not in Virginia.
That's great. I really enjoyed that. Thank
Fair
you.
Enough. Maybe they practice in Virginia? I don't
they
know.
They probably do. I appreciate it.
All right. Then, so the last one for this was the winning conference. AFC minus 150, NFC plus 123. So not really great odds on that.
Well,
either.
Especially see, honestly,
but this is the one to bet you if you're gonna win money. If you're betting to win money, this is
bet,
a bet
the AFC to win the Super Bowl because it's either the Eagles or no one in the NFC. Like
well,
no
that's
one else.
Not...
In the, no, someone else might go to the Super
yeah,
Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't trust any team in the NFC. And again, things change, seasons change.
The
teams...
Niners would be the team just in the way that
yeah, I guess the
if
Niners
Trey
could,
Lance
yeah.
pops off.
Yeah, you're right.
You know.
Or Brock Purdy is actually good.
Right. But the AFC would be the better bet, which is why they're minus 150.
Which is not great odds.
All right. And then they have all the
like
winning
that.
They have all the winning division odds.
Right.
Like
yeah, I
this.
Like how you stalled for like 15 minutes just so you didn't have to talk about the NBA Finals.
Because no one wants to talk about the NBA Finals. This whole thing, I'm getting... I tweeted that this is the worst case scenario for the NBA. Miami-Denver. And it is. No one cares about these teams. And I hate all the responses of like, well... Like, you know, watching Denver play basketball is so fun.
Magical.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's beautiful.
Well, then why were they 27th in the league in away attendance? Why is Jokic's jersey not even in the top 10 of sales, right? Like, it's fine. We can all just say we're going to watch it anyway because it's the finals. But this idea that people are excited to see Denver-Miami, I would much rather see LA-Boston. I would much rather see, obviously, Philadelphia in there. I think there's so many other better matchups they could have had. Denver-Miami, A, is going to be boring because they're probably just going to sweep them or beat them in five or whatever. Miami is a fine team. Denver is boring to watch, in my opinion. Who wants to watch Nikola Jokic for...
He's like the most beautiful offensive
oh
player
my God,
of the generation.
I can't.
No big deal.
I can't live in a world where they win the title. And I know they're going to. I know they are.
Well, they might not. Honestly, I thought they were going. Like, I think they're going to win. I would not bet on these odds, by the way. The Nuggets, by the way, are minus 385.
I mean, the best two players in the series.
Heat are plus 300. Bet on the Heat if you're going to bet on it. They keep proving teams wrong.
Yes, I agree with that.
Like, in the Nuggets, to Elliot's point, the Nuggets are far from a juggernaut. There was no great team in the NBA this year.
Well, here's what I tweeted this today to you. I don't think. Let me grab the tweet. Or texted it to
me. Oh, text.
I texted it. Yeah.
About the opponents.
So the Nuggets, here it is.
It's like a 7 seed, a 6 seed, an 8 seed, and
wow,
an 8 seed, or whatever.
Wow, we texted a lot more than I thought this morning. Hold on. The Nuggets are the fourth team to reach the finals and never face a team with a win percentage of 550 or above in the postseason. Mm-hmm. The other three teams to do it were all in the 1950s.
Now, to be fair, like that Lakers team. Started bad, gotten them. Like, we all thought that Lakers team was solid by the time the Nuggets played them. Like, to be fair.
I'm just saying, they've played four teams in the postseason. Three of them were in the play-in tournament. Mm-hmm. So, they're not a great team, number one.
There's no great team.
And I can only imagine if Embiid ever got that luck on the way to the postseason.
Maybe if Embiid actually showed up like Jokic did. And like,
well,
you know,
the nice thing is for Jokic
and...
is he has Jamal Murray. So, you could argue the Nuggets, well, I only think it's an argument. The Nuggets have the best two players in the series.
He's a beautiful offense player. Butler's great.
I don't think Butler is that great.
I like the idea of long-suffering fan bases winning titles. The Nuggets have been around since the 70s.
I don't even think they're long-suffering, though.
They've been around for 50 years.
Hold up.
Do we talk about Sixers fans being long-suffering?
No.
Do we?
Yes, but no.
It's been longer.
This is the point I'm making. I can't get down with a long-suffering fan base that consists of, 30,000 people. Like, these are not massive fan bases, right? Like,
well,
now,
how do you know?
Buffalo.
What do you know?
What do you think? They don't even show their games on cable in Denver.
What do you mean?
Like, there's like a strike or something happening where like Nuggets games as of a year ago were literally not on TV in Denver.
Well, I'm sure they figured that out.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a world
strike.
Where Sixers games
yeah,
were
but if people went on strike.
Not a strike. It was like a strike's not the right word because it wasn't workers. It was like a battle between.
Look, they've never won a title. I'm rooting for them.
I'm just saying, I agree with you on rooting for long-suffering fan bases, but I think I would constitute those as like Buffalo as a legit long-suffering fan base.
I just think you're demeaning Denver Nuggets fans. Maybe it's because
I am demeaning Denver.
Yeah, maybe it's not as big a fan base, but those fans that have been fans for a long time, they spent their entire lives watching this team and never winning. Like,
right,
I
but
feel
it's just
bad
a
for
small
those
group. That's what I'm saying.
It's a little
I think
rude,
you could argue Miami might have a I don't know about that. It would be tough to decide which fan base is smaller between Miami and Denver. But I think it's probably Denver. I don't know.
I mean, Denver's small. Comparatively as a sports city, it is not
right.
as massive as a sports city. But
Kyle Pagan,
the one I'm rooting for.
I believe that's how you pronounce it. Kyle Pagan did a video where he went around Denver and asked people who won the MVP last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked, I don't know how many people he asked, but no one knew.
Yeah. But again, there are Nuggets fans.
Yeah, there are, for sure.
And they've been suffering.
There are.
And they've never won, so I'm happy for those people.
I mean, they definitely are suffering, I'll tell you that, having Jokic as their best player.
They live in Denver.
It is certainly not an exciting time.
City, so.
Denver's great. I will say when I went there.
Jokic is awesome. I know you hate him, but he's a two-time MVP who
he should
is
only be
in
one-time
the NBA
MVP.
Finals.
Yeah, because he played easy teams. He did.
Yeah,
he played easy teams
on
the way there.
He earned it. I mean,
he earned the one seed.
You know what Joel Embiid's never done? Win in the freaking second round. Like
I agree with that.
Like,
he has not.
It's one of those things where like we're a hand up pod. Like
he's never been out the second round.
I've long was on your side. Embiid's better. Like we've reached the point where I look foolish saying that. So I put my hand up and I said,
I've not said that.
And I said I was wrong.
I think the Sixers are better than the Nuggets.
Oh God!
So at the end of the day, I think all the teams that the Nuggets beat, I think the Sixers would have beat. The Suns would be the only one that you would think maybe.
Oh my God,
but they would have beaten the Lakers. They definitely would have beaten the Timberwolves.
They're a bunch of losers, the Sixers.
I don't know about that.
Well,
I think that
evidence suggests.
Well, but I'm saying, you know, like Jason Tatum was a winner. Now he's a loser. Jimmy Butler's a loser for a while.
Jimmy's
now he's a winner. I don't think he's that much of a winner. Like, Caleb Martin goes off in Game 7. Game 7 looked a lot like the Sixers-Celtics series, except for the fact that the Celtics shot 0 from 14 or whatever to start the game from 3. I'm just saying the NBA season is basically over. Outside of betting, it's the only reason this is exciting to watch. You want to talk about how we say all the time about how betting adds to the game? I cannot imagine watching these games without betting. I can't imagine it. I don't know what else you would have to be doing with your life to say, I'm going to sit down and watch Denver-Miami and not bet on the game. And I'm not just saying this, it's the Parks Pod. Like, what is the incentive to watch this game? Unless you're going to watch it and make fun of it on Twitter with your friends.
Well, you know, watch one of the great offensive players of all time do his thing in the finals.
I just...
You know, no big deal.
You couldn't...
Maybe the
if
one of
Nikola
the
Jokic
great
was
offensive
playing,
players we've
if
seen.
Nikola Jokic was playing at that playground at like 19th and Washington, I wouldn't even walk down the street to watch him play. If you text me and said, you'll never guess
no
what,
big deal. Greatest
Jokic
offensive
is
player
playing basketball
no big deal.
In South Philly
best
at a pickup game.
Best passing big man in the history of the
game.
Oh,
that'd be so
no
fun to watch.
Deal.
Just watching
no
him at 19th and Washington. Like,
no
oh, look
deal.
At this rebound he grabbed.
Yeah,
what a pass that was.
Passes are sweet, man. I love watching
passing's
a good pass.
Easiest skill in the game, though.
No, it's not.
What's an easier skill? Maybe,
why can't Joel
maybe
do
rebound?
It then?
Yeah, he's not good at it.
Uh-huh.
I agree.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's not good at it, but he's better at the harder things. He is.
All right, enough. I'm done with the NBA talk.
So you're going to bet...
I'm not going to bet it, but if I were, I'd bet the Heat, because that's silly. 365. But I'm not going to bet it because I
have
think
you
the
looked
Nuggets
at MVP
the
odds?
Title. Yeah, they're basically Jokic or Butler. You think someone else is going
to
win it?
I mean... I think they'll just give it to one of those. Jamal
yeah.
Murray is certainly an
it's
interesting
plus
1,000.
I mean, those are good
Jamal
odds.
Jamal Murray's a good one. I mean, he did carry the team to the finals, so you could see if eventually.
Because Jokic was having triple doubles every night.
Yeah, well, Jamal Murray averaged 35 points in
I'm
the Western Conference finals.
I'm done arguing about this. I've had more Jokic arguments with you over the last month than I ever want to have for the rest of my life.
I agree. I can't believe how much we're talking about Jokic.
I know. It's because you get me so frustrated with it.
Yeah. Well, it's because, you know.
I got like 1,000 final thoughts. Why don't we get.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in, the one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There.
I have a really good final thought.
I have a bunch. I
think you actually
what I'm
might
do.
Disagree with because it's concert related.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm going to disagree.
I don't
with
know,
it.
Though. We'll
I
see.
Have like so many, but I'm gonna have to pick one. You go ahead and I'll figure mine out.
So me and Kristen went to see Blink-182 this past week on Sunday. Very fun time. It was on a concert on the beach, which, you know, was a fun time, but it's a long time to be standing on sand, but whatever. So here's my takeaway. It was a bunch of different bands, too. Also, you know Phantom Planet?
No.
They sing the song from the OC theme, California.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Also, do you know Jason Lipschwitz or whatever his name is? The actor was in that band.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So wow. A little fun little fact for
well,
you.
This is a great fact.
So anyway, so both Phantom Planet did it and Blink-182 did it. Here's the thing, bands. Here's what I have to tell you. If I'm paying money to come see you in concert, I'm not paying to listen to other people sing your lyrics. Sing the best parts of the song. I hate when people, when they're
oh, I couldn't disagree with you more.
Like, I hate
I
when it's
like.
I
love a crowd singing a song.
No.
It is
wait,
such
on,
a cool moment.
I am fine with the crowd singing along, and I am fine with, like, maybe certain parts.
Oh, I like when they hold
the
mic.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh,
not
I love
the main
that. Well,
parts.
That's the part that everyone knows. That's why
well,
they do it.
Everyone knows all the words. But
not
I mean,
all the words.
But
like,
I just think like this
I
whole.
I don't know Blink-182,
so like,
but I probably know like their most famous chorus.
I'm so excited to see Phantom Planet sing California. I'm like all ready to go. Here comes the moment. Like, and he just like, the crowd does it. And I'm like, well, I could do this at a bar.
Well, he should do it.
She does
do
it sometimes. I'm
yeah.
just saying.
I think that's great.
I don't like when they do it because I'm there to see them sing. I'm not there to see the crowd sing. If I wanted to listen to everyone yell all
the
small things, I would just put it on
in
a bar. Yeah. It's not like I just, like, you
it's
know, Blink-182, it's like the drums are going, it's like, and it's like, all the, and it's like, small things. It's like, no.
I love
just,
that.
No,
no, I
just
disagree
just sing
anymore.
The lyrics.
This
sing
is
the
a
lyrics.
Strong, whole, full
yeah. I don't
disagree.
Like it. I get like we all know everyone knows the lyrics. I'm here to yeah. see you.
I
sing
feel
it.
Like literally everything you've ever said about concerts, I disagree yeah. with.
Well, it's also I will say this about Blink-182, short, sweet. It was like you know, it was probably like 75 minutes, 80 minutes,
mm-hmm.
perfect.
Didn't well, it was need... part of a festival. Of
yeah,
course
yeah.
Not so, gonna, no
yeah
one does
it was 9:30 to 11-ish mm. around there.
Okay.
So it was good. But that was my, that's my concert take is I'd prefer if the band just sung the lyrics I'm paying to see them sing. Call me old fashioned. Call me crazy.
Oh, God.
If I wanted to listen to the audience sing, I would go to a bar.
Welcome.
Or I would say to the person next to me, will you sing all the small things? That's not why I'm there. I am there to hear this band sing a song that I love.
Okay.
You like that?
I don't know. I definitely didn't like it. But
I think
I
people
like,
will be on my side on this.
I think there'll be people on your side.
Yeah.
All right. First, quick Zoeism. Pretty funny. Emily and nice. I were watching the new Ghostbusters.
A new Ghostbusters?
Yeah, Ghostbusters Afterlife. It was fine. It wasn't good.
Is this like an adult movie or a kid movie?
It's a Ghostbusters.
Okay.
It's like the new, it's like a next generation.
I'm thinking like a cartoon with Zoe or something. Like it's like
no,
a
no,
real
no,
life.
Like she wasn't
okay,
watching.
Yeah.
So she's on her
I
tablet.
Didn't know this was a.
Emily and I are watching it and she's like, she asks, like, what are you guys watching? We're like, Ghostbusters. She's like, okay. And a few minutes later, we're sitting there. She takes her headphones off and she goes, Daddy, did they bust the ghosts? I'm dying. So anyway, that was good.
Did they bust the ghosts?
They did.
Not to spoil it.
Oh, they busted them.
Have you watched the Succession finale?
So that was going to be one of my, I'll go with that one. So,
okay.
All right. We won't do any spoilers, so don't worry if you haven't watched it or whatever, but just general thoughts about it.
Mine?
Have you watched it?
I've watched
both,
it.
Okay, so let's both give our thoughts.
Okay.
I thought it was phenomenal.
I thought it was amazing.
I thought it was so great.
I thought
they totally landed the plane.
Yeah, I agree. It was almost perfect.
Yeah, it was.
In fact, I would say it probably is perfect.
So true yeah. to the characters of the
yep.
show. It felt authentic. It felt like how this should end. It felt like the whole, all the
it
stuff
was perfectly
not
done.
Serious. Like, it was so well done.
It was.
I'm so happy we're on the same page.
I actually
this.
Wondered, thinking this going into it. So after the Game of Thrones finale was.
Disastrous.
Yeah. I still thought the final season was good, but whatever. People did not like the finale.
People did. And for what it's worth, most people did not like the final season.
Agreed, yes.
Yeah.
I do.
I thought there were parts that were good. I just thought they rushed it. It felt
so,
like it should have been two seasons.
I don't think this is a spoiler for Succession, but I do wonder if Game of Thrones trying to go so outside the box made Succession kind of say, you know what, let's keep this true with the show. Let's not like try to do something wild.
So I don't think it's specifically like that. I do think that Succession very clearly knew that they wanted to end it short. Like, they
yeah.
weren't going to, you know, let this thing drag on and kind of do the same. Because, like, you could see how that could kind of get, like, well, they won't. They. Who's going to take over this?
Yeah.
Now? Like, it could be a little older.
It is wild they're ending the show.
Yeah.
There's so much more they could do with it.
It's the most popular, a critically acclaimed show on television.
I
like,
was
right,
thinking,
see,
where
yeah.
does it rank among the HBO?
So I was going to say it's a Mount Rushmore show for me. The Wire is always
I think The Wire,
one.
Sex and the City, and Sopranos.
Oh, just on the HBO. I'm saying period. Like, I think it's one of my four favorite shows of all time by anybody.
Oh, wow.
Like, I think it's right. It's The Wire. It's like Sopranos.
It is really, really good.
Breaking Bad, Succession. Something like
that.
The
only issue I have with it is sometimes I just don't know what's going on. Like, when they're talking about, you know, like this super deep business things and names,
yeah.
I get a little thrown off. But I do think it's definitely, I think, on the HBO Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I mean, and the acting is as good
what
as
would
it
you
gets.
Say the HBO Mount Rushmore is?
I mean, it's Sopranos, Wire.
It has to be Sex and the City.
Does it?
I mean, Sex and the City is one of the most popular shows of all time.
Game of Thrones. I mean, like,
yeah,
it's more popular.
That's what I mean.
But again, we're not
it's
doing
tough.
Most popular. Like, we're doing best, right?
Well,
that's
best
the point.
Is subjective, but yeah.
But that's the point. It's
well,
each
you could
of
argue
ours.
Popularity.
Like, otherwise, we could just look at ratings and say, all right, these are the four biggest shows.
I mean, you know I'm down.
I know you are, but
yeah.
that's not the question. Then
right.
there's no question to
okay,
me.
Okay, so.
Then it's
right.
a list
then
that I can
list,
pull out.
Yeah.
My point is my opinion.
Right, right,
right.
Right?
Is the idea. So.
Right.
As
no. So I think so when we're talking about the top four, I do get your point about being subjective and all that stuff. But ultimately, I think any list, regardless of ratings, whatever, has to include The Wire and Sopranos.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Those are the top
and
two.
I personally think Sex and the City has to be on there. We could debate that. Game of Thrones, you're right. I forgot about that one.
I mean, you know.
Succession, what might ultimately hurt that it was short.
Yeah, it was, but I actually think that could end up helping it, too, especially with rewatches and
yeah.
this and that. Like, it's super easy. It's super digestible. You're like, oh, it's only 40 episodes or 38 episodes. Like, boom, that's great. Instead of, like, Sex and the City is, like, hundreds plus
right.
or whatever, you know? So
we went back and, like, kind of rewatched parts of season one, And it is wild how much younger they look, even though it's only been, you know,
oh, totally.
5 or 6 years.
Well, and that was the thing with this season. This is not a spoiler, but it is wild how it takes place over like 7 days or 8 days, whatever it is. It's like each
yeah,
kid's
you're
like
right.
a day.
I forgot about
like
that.
It's like
yeah.
we're like, you know, other she like span out time, whatever.
Right.
It's like each day.
No,
is
they,
like,
it's like, they nailed it.
They nailed it.
They nailed it.
Freaking
it was
nailed.
Very good.
Yeah, it was really, really great. And I'm going to miss it. I'm legitimately going to miss
it. I do wonder if they'll ever bring it back.
I don't think they will.
Even like a spinoff. I feel like it'd be so hard not to.
If anything, they would do a spinoff. But like, from what I understand of Jesse Armstrong, the guy who did the show, like, I think he had a story to tell, and he told his story, and he's going to go on and do the next thing.
I would also argue a spinoff is basically just a continuation of the show.
It depends. I don't think that's necessarily true. It's a continuation of the world, obviously,
right, that's what
in
I mean.
A way. Yeah, it depends on that.
Like, in this instance, if they did a continuation of, like, what Kendall does with the rest of his life, or what, like, I think... That is not really a spinoff. I get your point that if you now have all the characters.
Well, no, I think it depends on who the spinoff
yeah.
is. I mean, like Frasier was a character on Cheers, but he wasn't one of the main characters. And then he has a spinoff show with none of the other characters across the country doing a different job, a whole different thing. Like,
good point.
That doesn't feel like that feels like a spinoff of Cheers, not a continuation of Cheers.
I don't even
you know
think of Frasier as a spinoff.
That's my point, but
yeah.
It is. Frasier was on Cheers for 15 years or whatever,
right.
10 years before he was a
I guess it is.
Maybe
yeah.
it was that much. It was something like that. But anyway.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, not 15 years, but it was something like that.
Yeah.
Cheers didn't last 15 years. Anyway, that was good.
But I would be surprised. I think it's going to be so hard not to. If they don't, I would give them props. It'd be hard not to.
I would bet they don't, but I wouldn't be shocked.
It's
I think
so
if
successful,
they did,
and there's
it
so
would
much
be
more
something
to say.
Completely outside. Like, I think it would be like... Like you follow like Alexander Skarsgård, and it'd be like a whole
right.
separate thing or whatever. But I don't know. Either way, really, really great.
It was very good.
And if you haven't watched Succession, watch it. All right, that went on longer than I expected. That was good.
Well, hopefully talk to you on Friday.
Yes, or later
or Thursday,
tomorrow.
Who
we'll
knows,
see what
yes.
it is. Either way, Eagles practice. We'll be back. Until then, he's I'm Dan.